Okay, today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Yud. And our work cut out for us today. And we are up to Amar Belazar. I refused a few emails and comments after the shiur yesterday. I try to look around if anybody makes the comment, but I didn't find it, that Rav Sheshes was blind. Sheshes was blind, so did he become blind after yesterday's incident? Or was he already blind, which then changes the whole character of the story? It's still a question about a woman debasing herself in front of Rav Sheshes, and people might have known about it even if Rav Sheshes didn't see. But either way, that is an important ha'ara that someone must make on the story. And David Eisen also mentioned that that would also be another connection to Baba Ben Buta, who was also blinded by Herod, as we saw earlier in the Masechta. Okay, Amar Belazar, Gadol ha'oset. If you want to put on the fan, feel free. Gadol Amar Belazar, Gadol ha'oset staka b'seiser Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, it says somebody gives staka in private is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Wow, I thought nobody's got as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. So many Mefarshim, all the Mefarshim, try to give pshat. What exactly does this mean? That if you get stuck in private, you're greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. The Pesukim say, "Dilu b'Moshe Rabbeinu k'siv," because by Moshe it says, "Ki yogorti mipnei ha'afa hachema," I was scared because of the wrath of Hashem, because he was upset about what happened by the Chayta Egel. I was scared. Dilu b'oset staka, and by an oset staka k'siv, it says, "Mata b'seiser yichpa'af." Somebody who gives stuck in private will push away the anger. He'll cover up the anger. So you see, they won't be scared of the anger. V'shochad b'cheik chema aza. And shochad, if you give a shochad, which is like not a bribe, but also can mean a present, b'cheik, in somebody's chest, when you give them a present, you give them a tzaka, chema aza, will be able to subdue strong anger. So you see that somebody who gives stuck in private is even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. What exactly does that mean? So I'll just give you one shot from the Gra, two Gras today. One shot from the Gra. The Gra says, Pirish. This is a Gra in Akev. And Pesukim on this pasuk, Ki Agarti. Pirish. Ki Be'esa Zot Hashem Misnaik Hashem Imanu Behelem Ubehester. At a time when Hashem acts from his point of view, and from our point of view, Behester upon him, at a time of Galus, but you still see people doing staka. You still see people having emunah. You still see people acting based on the fact that Hashem is in charge. Even though they don't see the schar right away, what does it mean, greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? A tzaddik that can act with staka at a time of hester panim. Matan staka baseser at a time of matan staka at a time of seser at a time of hester panim. So that is greater than a tzaddik who acts at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu with his gilu shchina, with his nisim all over. It's much harder to be a maimin. It's much harder to be a bal staka at a time of hester panim. That's what the Gemara means. Amna keis bezvan agalush shneskayim bano when the it's mekuyim amongst us it's tati panai mehem ashkachas Hashem is only b'derech nistar. So then ha'isha holich b'darki Hashem bezvan azeh when ashkach is nistar in a mishlam lo'osi tov teke from yad, he doesn't get paid right away. It's just hester panim b'chol zos eino mabed b'shavas rishayim scharo g'dolomo. So that is what this Gemara possibly means. That somebody does staka b'seiser at a time of hester panim is greater yoser than a tzaddik at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Upliga the Rabbi Yitzchak, and this though drasha argues on Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak has a different drasha of these psukim. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, af kofe chema ona ena kofe. What does matan staka b'seiser mean? How do you read the pasuk? You only read matan b'seiser on the first half of the pasuk. It covers up the anger. But the chema, it does not cover up. Shneamar v'shochad b'cheik chema aza, meaning afal pisha shochad b'cheik chema aza. Even though you give the tzaka, the shochad is b'cheik chema aza. The chema is still strong. Igad Amri, or a different way of darshaning, Amri b'Yitzchak called dayan shenotel shochad. Maybe chema aza ba'olam. Any dayan, any judge that takes a bribe brings chema aza to the world. Brings anger to the world. Shneamar v'shochad b'cheik. So that's all the discussions of Shochat. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kol hanosein pruta la'ani mizbarech b'sheish brachas. Anybody who gives a pruta to an ani gets six brachas. V'mefaiso b'dvarim mizbarech b'yudal brachas. If you not only give a pruta, but if you're nice to them and you're mefais them and you appease them, then you get 11 brachas. What are these? So these are just phrases in the pasuk that we darshan. How do you get 6 brachas if you give a pruta to an ani? Right, the Ufrenu Yimrudim Tavi Beis Hashem Kitira Arum V'chulu. The Bach quotes the whole rest of the pasuk, all the different brachos. Azi Bach Keshachar Archa Varuchas Kamehira Titzmach. All the different phrases in the pasuk that the Bach quotes. 6 of them. V'mafaisa B'tvarim is Baruch Lachas Asri Brachas. And if somebody appeases him with words, so then he gets 11 brachas. Shneamar V'safik L'Rav Lachmecha Nafshecha V'Nefesh Na'ana Taspia, and their soul will be satiated. V'Zorach V'Choshech Archa, their light will glow in the darkness. V'Afilascha Katsaharayim, and like it will be like the afternoon. V'Nachacha Hashem Tamid, they will be with Hashem always. V'Zbia Bachtzach Tzachos Nafshecha V'Chulu Ubanu Mimcha Charvos Olam Mostei Dar V'Dar Tikamim. So you see 11 brachas in the pasuk refer to somebody who not only gives something to a ani, but also who talks nicely to an ani. As we'll get to later on, but Bezrat Hashem today, we'll get to the 8 different levels of tzedakah of the Rambam, but part of them includes not just giving the actual tzedakah, but how one gives the tzedakah. That's a major part of the mitzvah, maybe more than other mitzvahs. Many other mitzvahs you do, okay, mitzvahs, tzrichas, kavana, lachatchila, b'bidyeved, but here, a major part of it is the kavana and how it's done with a smile. V'yam Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak darshitz, my dechsev, rodeit stakka v'chesed yimsa chayim, ut stakka v'kavod. Well, somebody who runs after stakka v'chesed will find chayim stakka v'kavod, b'shem derovit stakka v'yimsa stakka. So if you run after stakka, yimsa chayim stakka v'kavod. So if you run after stakka, you'll get stakka. What does that mean? Ela lo malacha, kala rodeit v'achar stakka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamsilo ma'os v'osam en stakka. Somebody wants to give stock and runs after stock, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you more opportunities to give stock. He'll give you more money, so you'll be able to give more stock. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamsilo b'nei adam hamehuganim la'asos lahen stock. Hashem will make sure that appropriate people are around you to give stock to, kedei lekabel aleihem scharo, so that you will be able to receive schar because of them. Because of them. Why? What does that mean? Lafuke mai, what is that excluding? Of course, you give staka. What do you mean? You'll find appropriate people. What are inappropriate people to give staka to? From your point of view, you just give the staka. Lafuke mai, lafuke mi the darish rabba. Lafuke, what rabba darshes. The darish rabba says, mai dechseva yu mukshalim lefanecha bois abcha asebahem. We have this pasuk at the end of the first parak of Baba Kama. The Gemara had the same drasha. Yirmiyahu HaNavi davens that the people of Anatot should be mukshal, Hashem, in front of you, make them stumble. And ba'is abcha seboem, when you get angry, really give it to them. And Amar Yirmiyahu Yom Yovnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yirmiyahu says in front of Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Hashem, afilu b'shoa shekofen es Yitzron, even at a time when they are kofen their Yitzer, umevakshin lasos staka lefanecha, and they do something good. They give the staka, hachshilein b'bnei adam she'enam muhuganim. Be machshul them, make them stumble in front of people that are not appropriate. We can make them have fakers. Make them give tzedakah to fakers. So that what? Kedei shelo yikablu alehen schar. So they don't get schar for what they are doing. That's what Yirmiyahu HaNavi said. So we discussed then, at the end of the first parak of Baba Kama, what, if I give tzedakah to somebody who's a faker, I don't get any schar? It's not my fault. I did what I was supposed to do. I'm supposed to check everybody out as much as I can, right? That's what we spoke about yesterday. You have the letters. The letters from the Vad of different communities, they go around, because at the Gemara yesterday we spoke about Botkin Luxus, Botkin Lamazon. Do you check for food, for clothing? But if you don't get anything, Yirmiyahu HaNavi says, make sure they give their stock to the fakers. So the Nemuka Yosef there at the end of Baba Kama said that, no, they were doing, the tefillah was, make them give stock to the fakers, and they know that they're giving it to fakers. When you know you're giving it to somebody who doesn't need it, somebody, you know the guy's a fake, so then they're not going to get schar for it. Why? So that's explained by Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan at the end of Kovas Ha'aris, there's about 10 to 15 pages called Dugma'os Lubirure Agados Al Derech HaPshat. Dugmas, examples of explanations of agados based on pshat. Exactly how you have to put those two together. But that's Rabbi Chanan gives pshat to a few different Agaritas. So this is an Agarita, but he gives pshat to this line. This is the Muki Yosef. What does it mean that if I know somebody's a faker and I give him stock, I don't get anything? Nimsa lefize says Rabbi Chanan, ki b'chol mitzvah yeshnam shnei dvarim. Every mitzvah has two aspects. Number one, toelas v'tikun hanase meha mitzvah, asher b'shvil zeh tziva kadosh baruch hu la'asosa. The amazing effects that a mitzvah has in Shamayim. We know that. We don't even understand it. Rabbi Chaim Yivalajan talks about this also in Nefesh HaChaim. Every mitzvah that we do does amazing things in the heavens. Unbelievable. And not just tefillah, but every mitzvah. Ki l'kol mitzvah yish tam. U'bishvil zeh, and because of these amazing effects, hayaroi lasos ha-mitzvah afil alon estavino alayim. This is why the Avos did the mitzvahs. Not because they were doing what Hashem wanted. Hashem didn't tell them to do anything. They were doing it because of the effects that it had in Shamayim. And that's why, by the way, they saw at Beruach Kacham that certain mitzvahs they shouldn't do because it didn't have the effects in Shemayim. Like Yaakov marrying two sisters. Nefesh HaChaim says he did that, why, even though it was going to become Aser, because he saw in Shemayim the greater effect would be if he married two sisters and he quote-unquote violated this future mitzvah. But that's one element of a mitzvah, everything that it does in Shemayim. And number two, Achareishin it's Tavinu L'Kayim HaMitzvahs Hu Inyin B'fnei Atzmo L'Kayim Tzivui Hashem Yizbarach. We are following God's will because He told us to do this. That's the second aspect of a mitzvah. You're doing the chiyuv. You're fulfilling your chiyuv. That's the second aspect. And then, you have the two. You have the terrible effect of Shemayim and the fact that you're violating God's will. So it says, now he quotes the Gemara of Yirmiyahu and the Baba Kama, and he says, V'kasha. He says, what's the problem? The Gemara says, in Brachas, Chishav Adam Lassos Mitzvah, if somebody wants to do a mitzvah and he doesn't get to do a mitzvah, he gets the credit. So here too, even if there's a faker, if there's a faker, you should say you get the credit anyway. So he says, no. He says, Venire. He says, even if generally you don't need a kavana for a mitzvah, let's say I blow shofar without having kavana. I just think I like the sound of the shofar. So mitzvah ain't sfirchas kavana. But still, in Shemayim, the mitzvah of shofar is being done. So something happens. And I'm yotze, because something, I did something. I didn't do specifically down here what Hashem wanted. I didn't have that kavana, but in Shemayim I got the effect. But so that's one example. If I do a mitzvah without kavana, I don't fulfill aspect two, the tzivui of Hashem, but I do get the effect in Shemayim. Ula hefek, and also the other way. Let's say I wanted to do a mitzvah, but I didn't get to do a mitzvah because I was nanas. So then Hashem could say, okay, it's as if you did it because you wanted to do it, so I get aspect two, but I don't get aspect one. It doesn't have the effects of Shemayim because nothing happened in Shemayim. I didn't do it, so you could have one without the other, says Rabbi Chanan. But now you get to the Anshei Anatot, back to the Gemara. The Anshei Anatot, they were Rishon Gemurim, but they were given it, they weren't doing it l'shem the mitzvah. They were doing it maybe to make themselves great, they were doing it for some other reason. And if it was people who weren't appropriate, then nothing happened in Shemayim. So if that happens, then nothing occurs. That's why he says, because both aspects, Yirmiyahu HaNavi is davening, both aspects are not present. Number one, they weren't doing it with the proper kavana, and therefore they weren't getting aspect two of doing Ratzon Hashem. And number two, if they have Anashim Shenim Huganim, if they had real Aniyim, then they would get the effect in Shemayim. So he says, no, give them people that don't really need it. When we give staka, if we don't know about it, even if the guy's a fake, we still get the mitzvah. Because we're doing Ratzon Hashem. We get that second aspect, even if we might not get that first aspect. Okay, that's the Rashba at the end of the Kovas Haaretz. Good. Says the Gemara. Second to last line. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, Kala Ragel, Lazo Staka, Havin lo Banim, the Bach takes out Zocha. So they give Staka, they have children, Ba'alei Chachma, wise, Ba'alei Osher, Ba'alei Agada. Wise, rich, and Ba'alei Agada. What does that mean? Let's see. Ba'alei Chachma Dechsev, Yimsachayim. Because this pasuk we darshan, or the pasuk that we just quoted, that if you write at the Staka, you get Chaim covered. Well, with the pasuk Yimsachayim, stock of a covet, so we darshan those three to the following. Ba'alei Chachma Dechsev Yimsachayim, and Chayim is Chachma. As the pasuk says, Rashi quotes Kimotzi Motzachayim. Ba'alei Osher Dechsev Staka, literally. Ba'alei Agada Dechsev V'Kavod. Ba'alei Agada referred to by Kavod. Why? Ksev Hacha V'Kavod, V'Ksev Hasam Kavod Chachamim Minchalu. Right, Chachamim will get Kavod. What does that mean? Rashi on top line. Ba'alei Agada Mitoch Shehin Darshanim. Since they darshan and they inspire people with their drushas, umoshkin es alev, hakol mechabdin osam. because they're Bali Agada and they inspire people with their stories, with their dramatic drushes, so then everybody gives them kavod, and that's how the word kavod refers to Bali Agada. If you remember the we had a Gemara in Sota, Daf Mem, way back when, where the Gemara quotes a story between Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Abba, and Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. Two Rabbanim, Iklula who asked, they went to a certain place, and then he started giving shir. Rabbi Avo gave a shir in Agarta, and Rabbi Chia Bar Abba gave a shir in Sugyas, in Lamdas. What happened? Where did everybody go? Shafkua Kuleyawa, Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Vazalagabe Rabbi Avo. They went to the Bali Agada. What does this Gemara say? Because near Moshe Chich Balev, so Chalish Daite, he felt very bad. Right, somebody came up to me after the shir on Shabbos. He says, you know, maybe next time you could do more in the first half. Right, so I gave a shir, the first half was Lamdas, the second half was Machshava. I said, you know, you gotta, there's time for everything. So, but the Chalash Daite, but there are Yechides, not Yechides Skula, but there is definitely a group that feel otherwise. But the Hamon Am, you know, are get to the Bali Agada. So he felt bad. So Amar Le, he says to him, I'll give you a mashal. He says, don't think I'm better. I'm giving the Agadata. He says, I'll give you a mashal. Two people come to town. One has amazing pearls. Avanim Tovos. They're worth amazing amounts. V'yachan Mochemini Sidkis. And another one has like peelers and ice cream scoopers and kalim that you need in the kitchen. Where's everybody going to run to? They're going to run to the kalim and the ice cream scoopers because that's what people need, lamaisa. He said, but what's more valuable inherently? He says, the pearls. So that's the same thing with us, right? You know, I'm giving them ice cream scoopers. It makes them feel good. You know, it makes them feel comfortable. But what you have, that's the pearl, that's the lumdus, that's the halacha. So that was the drasha. But here, that's what the Gemara says. The chachma refers to covered is Bali Agada because that's where what people are drawn to. Good. Tanya, Hayir Rabbi Meir Omer. The Meir says Yesh Lo Lebal Din LaHashivcha. A Bal Din could come and tell you the Lomer Lacha. Let's do the what he could tell you, and then we'll get to what Bal Din means. A Bal Din could tell you, says Rabbi Meir, Im Elokechem Oev Aniim Hu Bibnei Mawi and Mafarnason. Famous Kasha. If Hashem loves the poor, why didn't He give them money? He loves them so much, so why didn't He support it? Wasn't he befarnis them? Right? You could ask the klutz kasha of, if he gave them money, so then they wouldn't be poor, and how would you know that Hashem loves them? Right? So, either way, but again, this is the mitzias, that if Hashem loves the aniyim, so why didn't He give them parnasa? So who's the Baal Din? Who's Rabbi Meir talking to? Rashi says on top, Rasha or Ovid Kochavim. Either a wicked person, which Lachar means a Jewish wicked person, or an Ovid Kochavim, those two. If you look in the back, the Porat Yosef, one of the Achronim in the back, says, here's another pshat. The Gemara says, in Kiddushin, Machlokes Rabbi Meir and others about Bnei Yisrael's status. Others say, Rabbi Yehuda says, that when Bnei Yisrael follow Hashem, then they are called Banim. And when they don't follow Hashem, they are called Avadim. Rabbi Meir says, no, they're always Banim. They're always Banim Hashem. So maybe he's talking to that Bar Plukta of his. The Porat Yosef says, if anybody says that, you know, starts up with Klal Yisrael, and says, if Hashem loved the poor people, why did He give them money? Amar lo, tell him, says Rabbi Meir, Kadesha Nitzol Anu Bahen Midina Shel Gehenim. The point of a poor person is to give the rich person Zechuyos. Like Chazal say, Rabbi Nebuchai quotes this in his philosophical work, Karakemach, Yosir Mimashe Ha'ani Mekabel Min Ha'ashir, Ha'ashir Mekabel Min Ha'ani. The rich person gets more than the ani. Why? She Ha'ani Zoche L'chai Ha'olam Ha'azeh, Ha'ashir Zoche Gam L'chai Ha'olam Ha'ba. So the usher gets more by giving than by getting. So that's exactly what's Gemara. Why is there a poor person? Kedishin Nitzol Anu Medina Shel Gehenim. Many Achronim, the Ein Yaakov, the Eitz Yosef, all of the Achronim in the Ein Yaakov suggest maybe this Nitzol Anu Medina Shel Gehenim is based on a Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch, a mitzvah Samach Vav. Mitzvah Samach Vav is the mitzvah of giving a loan to a poor person. Said the Sefer Achinuch that It's not purely a mitzvah on the malveh, but it's also kind of a kapara for the loveh. When somebody goes to ask for a loan, it's not even embarrassing for them that they need money and they have to go, they have to lower themselves. You know, I'm in tzaris. So it's also a kapara for the poor person. It's not purely focused on the giver. That's what he says about lending money. And he says ki'inyin she'amru b'babasra daf yud, like this Gemara. The mitzvah of giving a loan is similar to the mitzvah of staka, that there is a little shemetz of purpose for the receiver, that it's a kapara for them, maybe it's a kapara for a chait that occurred, a shemitz of something, plus the fact, because of that, maybe that's the motivation, so now it goes on to us to be mezak, it's mezakeh us, and we help to be mezakeh them with kapara. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says by the mitzvah of Haval Ani, and he relates our Gemara to that idea. The Chassam Sofer, though, here says, no, it's nothing to do with anything wrong by the receiver of Saka. No. You know what it is? It relates to what we said yesterday. We don't speak about Gilgul Neshamas too much, but this is just twice in 2 days. Says the Chassam Sofer, he says, no, as we know, in this lifetime, one person will be an Asher and one person will be an Ani. In the next lifetime, it will be the opposite. But either way, that's the Galgal HaChozer. You could also say that without the context of Gilgul. You could say that within a lifetime, we're up, we're down, we're up, we're down. But the Gemara Ksuba says that it's a galgal hachozer ba'olam. It's stuck, his money is something that goes up and down. That's why his money is called zuzim, zaz. They always move from one to another. So it says the Chassam Sofer, no, it just means that now I get to do a mitzvah, the next time you're going to get to do a mitzvah, back and forth and back and forth. Nothing to do, though, with the need of the other person. In a different galgal, maybe it also means in this world. Doesn't have to say being in a different lifetime. Then it switches around. Continuing. Vizushe, Shal Turnus Rufus, Arash, as Rabbi Akiva. Turnus Rufus asked this exact question to Rabbi Akiva. Who? If your God loves the poor, why doesn't he support them? So that the givers, are saved from Gehenna. Again, very famous line. This was much talked about it. But again, the main yesod is that even if we think we're doing a ben adam machavero for the receiver, the giver gets just as much out of, or even more, out of the mitzvah, out of the tzedakah. Amar Leih says, Turnus Rufus, Adarab, but just the opposite. Zusha Mechayav Tan L'Gehenim. No, he says, Zu, this is Mechayav them. You're saying that this is for us? He says, no, Adarab, Zu Shem Mechayav Tan L'Gehenim. Rashi says, Shat Stok Matzelas Mi Gehenim. He says that this is me Mechayav you. Mechayav you Gehenim. He says, what does that mean? He says, Emshel Chomashal. Let me give you a mashal. L'ma'a Dover Domeh. L'malach says Turnus Rufus, giving stock is a terrible thing in the eye of God. Why? I'll give you a mashal. L'malach Vasav Adam Shekoz Al Avdo. V'chav Shu B'beis HaSurim. A king gets mad at a servant and throws him into the jail. V'tziv Alav Shalach Yev Shalash Koso. And he told everybody to starve the Eved. And the person felt bad. The person went and gave the Eved something to eat and drink. Wouldn't the king be mad when he finds out what you did? You went against his will. The king says this guy should not have any money. And you went and gave him money? Terrible. And you're avadim. So if one of you Jews, it's like an Eved getting thrown in jail. So how you're going, Hashem hates it, I'm sure, when you give tzedakah. Shenemar ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim. Amal Rabbi Akiva, no. Emshel Lecha Mashal, I'll give you back a Mashal. L'mad Avadam, L'malach Baz Avadam, Shekos Al B'no. As we just said, maybe this is where the part Yosef gets it from, right? Because this Gemara comes up right afterwards. It says, maybe it's a king that got upset at his son. V'chav Shob Abeso Asurim and threw him in jail. V'tziv Alav Shalachev Shalash Koso. And he commanded on the outside not to feed him. But V'halach Adam Echad V'hechil V'shkeyu. And somebody went to feed him. Wouldn't he send the guy a present? Meaning he says it on the outside, not to feed him, but really deep down he feels for his son. So wouldn't he send him a present? And not only that, says Yonas and Ibishis, in the Aras Dvash, he would probably be very upset at you if you had the chance to give food and didn't give it. So just the opposite, says Rabbi Akiva. V'anan kruyim banim, and we're called children. D'chsiv banim atem l'ashem elokeichem. So Amar Lo, Turnus Rufus says back. He says, "Atem kruyim banim, ugan avadim." You're called both. Bizman shatem osim ritzono shel makom atem kruyim banim. When you are doing the ratzon of Hashem, fine, you're called banim. Bizman she'ein atem osim ritzono shel makom atem kruyim avadim. But when you're not doing the will of God, there's more chairs across, or maybe a different experience on a chair. Let us know. When you're not doing ritzono shel makom. Oh, nobody knows what I was talking about. So it was me. When you're not osei b'tzono shel makom, so atem kruin avadim. So then you're not called you're called avadim. And what is Turnus Rufus say? V'yachshav ein atem osei b'tzono shel makom. He says now you're not doing what's on Hashem. So he says you're avadim now. So now it's terrible to give tzedakah. Omar Lo says, Rabbi Kiva back, no. Harehu Omer, Halo Pros Larab Lachmecha, Vanuyim Rudim Tavi Bayis, as we said yesterday. Emasai Aniyim Rudim Tavi Bayis, Haina, when are we in the state where the poor people are going to be downtrodden? So right now, that's the state. Vikamar, and now this time, it says, Halo, Pros Larab Lachmecha. It still says, give food out to the hunger and the hungry, and therefore, that pasuk must be referring to today. Good. Darash of Yehuda Barabi Shalom. Right, Rabbi Yehuda Barabi Shalom Darshans. I haven't spoken about it in a long time, but in the Hilchos Arachayim, the Mishnah Berurah discusses, based on the Shulchan Aruch, the name Shalom. The name Shalom, you know, is it this Shem Hashem? I had a ninth grade Rebbe. My ninth grade Rebbe would not write my name on all the tests and anything. Shilam Advav with a smidgic. Shilam with a smidgic. So the Mishnah Berurah in Arachayim discusses, you're allowed to say the name Shalom in the bathroom. Well, maybe talking in the bathroom, but even in a makam she'eno enonaki, you're allowed to say the name. So he says maybe you should say shalom, and nobody will notice. He says you can't like call him by a different name. Just say shalom, right? Nobody notices he's saying a mem or a nun. Just say shalom, right? But then many poskim say if it's a name that is Shem Hashem, it's not really Shem Hashem. It's a kinui. It's not like Shakai, right? It's not really Shem Hashem, and also it's accepted as you are calling somebody else, but you're not calling that God, right? You're calling if somebody's named Elohim, that might be different, but it doesn't really, when you call it, you're not using it as a Shem Hashem. So Yishmakom Lahakel. Maybe writing it, it's permanent, it's Shemus. That's why maybe it was more makbit writing Shalom Advav Smidger. Okay, but here's a name, another name. See, Shalom was a name then too. Darash Rabbi Yehuda Barabi Shalom Kishem Shem Zanos Shalom Ketsuvin Lomei Rosh Hashanah. Just like as much food and parnasa was supposed to get is katsa from Rosh Hashanah, as the Gemara says in Beisa, so too what we're supposed to lose every year is katsa from Rosh Hashanah. Meaning, we're supposed to make a certain amount, but there's supposed to be a certain amount taken off from the top. Supposed to lose 10,000. Supposed to lose whatever it is. And it's up to us sometimes how much are we going to give to the tzedakah to cover what we're supposed to lose. We alluded to this yesterday. Zacha, the Gemara said it, but here it's a little more expanded. Zacha, if we're zoche to lose the money in a way that gives us merit, halo fros l'rav lachmecha, it'll go to tztaka. Lo zacha, if we're not zoche, v'anim rudim tavi bais. Same kind of thing we had yesterday. So, kiha, like the following story. T'b'ne'achte, d'Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, chazalu b'chelma, d'bo l'mechzar shvamei adinri, the nephews of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had a dream that they were supposed to, his nephews were supposed to lose 700 dinarim that year. They were supposed to lose it. So he tried to convince them to give the tzedakah. He didn't tell them explicitly. We'll see why. He tried to just convince them to give the tzedakah of 700 dinarim. Shalkim and Ayelet tzedakah. So most of it was taken. Most of it was given to tzedakah. Posh gabayu shivsa dinri. They had 17 left. 17 dinars left by the end of the year that they didn't give. Kimata bal yom etikipore. It was Erev Yom Kippur. Interesting. That isn't Yom Kippur the following year? Isn't Yom Kippur the following year? It should be the previous year. So there's a whole Girsa question in Rashi. When did this dream take place? You saw in a dream. Look at the third line in Rashi on top. Chazuluchu bechelma b'motzoh Yom Kippur. And then you have to change the whole story. The dream was Amotzoh Yom Kippur, so what happened? So the year is from year to year. Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur, it sounds like from Rashi. The Bach changes the Girsa. The Bach says it's Amotzoh Rosh Hashanah. Aseret Hashanah, so it's a whole question. When's the story? Was the story Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur? We know Aseret, he made Tshuva. We mentioned this in Tshuva Shirim before. Since he made Tshuva, you're doing Tshuva for the previous year. Those 10 days of the following year. This year, right? The 10 Aseret made Tshuva coming up. That's going to be Tafshanayin. We're in Tafshan Samach Tes. How can you do Tshuva? It's already finished. So the story obviously connects to that. When does this dream take place? So an Erev Yom Kippur came along. Shadr Debe Kesar Naktinu. So the Caesar came and took the 17 dinars. He took the last 17 dinars. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, lo titchalunsh. He says, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to his nephews, don't worry about it. Shivser dinri gabaychu shaklinu minayachu. There was only 17 that they were supposed to take, and that's what they took. Amar lo b'nei yadat. How do you know they're not going to take more? So Amar lo hu, chal mechazi le. I saw it in a dream. Amar lo, v'may lo amar lo, and din is vinu. So why don't you just tell us to give it? Why don't you just tell us, I saw in a dream that you had to give 700 dinars. That would have been more simple. Amar lo hu, no, amina ki hechi detevdu, mitzvah l'shma. I wanted you to do tzedakah lishma, not because I told you to do it. We're going to get more back to this on Amud Beis. I'm not going to talk about it now, but Amud Beis about giving tzedakah lishma. We're going to or not, right? We know this is one of the only mitzvah. The pasuk says in Navi that you're allowed to test God with, right? Tzedakah. But we'll get to the level of tzedakah lishma. Period. Ask the Ian Yaakov. The Ian Yaakov in the Ein Yaakov. We know the Ein Yaakov, there's five different mefarshim, six different mefarshim. He says, doesn't it say in brachas, dibre chalomos lomalem lomoridim? I'm not supposed to act based on dreams. Well, every dream has a little bit of truth to it, but dibre chalomos lomalem lomoridim. This is a major sugya. How and when is a dream allowed to affect our behavior? So he says, maybe this Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds like the other Rabbi Yochanan in brachas nunhei, where the Gemara there says, maybe there are three types of dreams that are miskayim, are real. Number one, if you have a dream more than once, right? That's why we do hatavas chalom if you have a dream more than once, usually three times. Number two, if you have a dream that is interpreted within the dream, you have a dream that has the pitaron in the dream itself. And number three, if you have a dream about your friend. So, says the Ian Yaakov, this is a dream about your friend. And that's why Dafka, they didn't have a dream themselves. Why did Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai have the dream? Why didn't Hashem just send them the dream? Right, so maybe that's why Dr. Yechem and Zakkai had the dream, because to make it a dream that was serious. This relates to the major issue of acting, or especially paskening from a dream. Are you allowed to pasken from a dream? Let's see, a Rav sees in a dream that certain psak. So this is a major discussion in the poskim. It starts off with a Hagos Hashri in Avodah Zarah. Hagos Hashri in the second paragraph of Avodah Zarah. There was a certain fish called the Barbuta fish. Says Rabbi Yehuda Chassid Amar, call me, I'm sorry, starting beforehand, Rashbam Chassid B'Shem Rabbeinu Shlomo, Mechora Rashi, Dahainu Daktar Shekorin Barbuta, there's a Torah fish called a Barbuta, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid Amar, call me Sheyochal Barbuta Lo Yizke Lecho Levyasan. Wow. Whoever eats a Barbuta fish won't eat the Levyasan in Mashiach. Upamachas Hitiru Rabbeinu Ephraim, He matted eating this fish. The Amru lo b'chalom shehitir shratzim in the dream. The chazarbo, and he took back his psak. V'asru, and he asrued it. V'chalaposik milachlo yonuach brachas al rosha. Whoever doesn't eat anymore will get many brachas. So you see this Rabbeinu Ephraim passing from a dream. So is that okay? What do we say about that? Generally, we assume not. Generally, we assume dreams are, not something that we passing from. But there are, I'd like to quote these three together, there are examples where we see in the Achronim that the Lashon used is that they paskin one way, and then they received a simin min hashamayim that maybe it's not correct. So they changed their psak. Rav Sternbach says in all these cases what it means is, not that they took it as a simin, okay, I'm changing my psak. They took it as a simin to re-research the sugya. And then they re-researched it and they came up with the other psak, but not that they just took it as a simon. Oh, what are the three examples? Number one is the gra and the Maisa Rav. Gra and the Maisa Rav, in the footnotes of the Maisa Rav, the story is quoted, that the gra wanted to start duchening every day in his shul in Vilna. So as we know, it's one of the big mysteries in halacha, why we don't duchen in chutz laretz. It's not a mitzvah tzvuya baretz. It's a chovas aguf. Right, every kohen has the mitzvah of Berachas Kohanim every single day. So why don't we do it in Chutz La'aretz? So the Ramah gives three different reasons. We don't have Parnas in Chutz La'aretz, so we're not so happy, and we're this, we're that. All these different reasons given, we're not Pesimcha. So the Grav said, forget it, I want to have Duchening. So the story goes, Umeh Hashem ha'isaha nesiva shebeyom ahu shechashav, on the day that they put up with all the announcements, they're going to start Duchening, some Sfaradim Duchen in Chutz La'aretz. But Ashkenazim don't. So the night before Nitzvas Beso Asurim, he was taken to jail based on false claims, and there was a machlokes between the whole city of Vilna. He says, Lochein ap kishe yasa chafshi mi Beso Asurim lo ratza od likvoa minagazeh. That's what it says. When he got out of jail, he didn't want to do it anymore. Doesn't say why. Well, the Karpashi, he took it as a simon. I've heard the story also that he tried again, and then the Sefer Torahs was stolen, and all the different times he tried to do it, and he took it as a simon. Number one. Number two, another example. Give you, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this, in simon, Shin Nun Aleph, in Yaredeya. Big Shiloh in the poskim, when we bury somebody, we bury them in a kittel, in a talus, do we passel the tzitzis when we bury them? Because we know, kinds of loig larash, when somebody is a nifta, they don't do mitzvahs anymore. So should we bury them in a talus kshera? Isn't that like a bizaya? They can't do the mitzvah. We're wrapping them. Should we pasal the talisim? So says the Aruch HaShulchan that our minhag is to pasal the tzitzis. Right? Cut off one of the corners. And then he quotes, Vishamati Beberer, I heard al shnei gedolei ador. I heard a story about two great rabbis. One of them told his star pupil not to cut off the tzitzis. Don't cut off my tzitzis. And it came time for burial. And right when the Rav was about to be buried, at that moment, this Talmud had to go to the bathroom for a second. He went out to the bathroom. He came back out. They were lowering him into the grave, and one of the tzitzis had been cut. So this Talmud was given the job of one thing in his life, to make sure to bury his Rebbe with tzitzis k'sherim, and he didn't do it. And the other, he says, and the other Rav he heard about, that as he was being lowered into the grave, one of the tzitzis got stuck on a bush and ripped off. He says, and they took it. V'tzezeu osman ha-shamayim libeli l'shanos. V'hasheni, they got stuck on the, right on the nitka me'atzma, v'ro b'chosh kimin ha-shamayim gazru kein. And of course, in parentheses, the Rishon was the Gra, and the Sheni was the Baal Yisod Cherish Va'avoda. Says those things, I said, have to grow again. Right? He says, Simim and Ashamayim, that's, you know, this was meant to be. And finally, number three, the third one is a story that Rabbi Forrest quotes in his Sefer on Kashrus from the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer suggested that even though we have to wait 6 hours between Milchiks and Fleishiks, what happens if we have a Shenas Keva in between? Let's say I'm a teenager and I had a late barbecue at 2 a.m, I go to sleep and I wake up less than 6 hours later, I daven, I want to have breakfast. Could I have a bowl of cereal? Even though I ate fleishiks less than 6 hours ago. So Chassam Sofer thought that whatever, the Shenas Keva affects digestion, that it takes the place of 6 hours. So he paskin that, you don't have to wait 6 hours. And the very next morning, the story goes, and he poured himself a hot cup of coffee, and he's about to drink it, and he spilled it all over himself. And he took it as a Simban HaShemayim, right? I don't think he was having a late barbecue. He was Lachara having a late shear. And then he took it as a simon. So again, in all these cases, it sounds like they took it as a simon and they changed their psak. Sternbach doesn't like it. He says, no, it means that they took it as a simon to re-research the sugya and change their, and they came out with their other conclusion. But either way, it sounds like from this Gemara. V'yachem ezakai paskin, based on a dream. But again, that's a major topic about psak from visions and from dreams. Okay, just to let you know, we did need 2 hours for this daf. Rav Papa, obviously, like Badarga. Rav Papa was going up a ladder. One of the rungs fell over. Kare, boy, lemefal, he's hanging on. Rav Papa's hanging on. Amar hashta, Cain, if I die now, ichayev manta sonilon. So I'm chayev like people who hate me. Meaning, kemechali shabasas kovdevas kochavim. People are going to think I'm chayev skila because I'm falling from a high place. We had a bar mitzvah. Thank you to David Eisen for saying that article. That Rav Papa in many many gemaras was chashud by others. There's an article that he said that many are. So this is another one. Rav Papa is very worried about himself. Add this to the list. So he says people are going to think I'm bad. Amar le chia bar Rav Difti bar Rav me Difti l'Rav Papa. He says no. Maybe shema ani bali yadcha v'lochan asaso. Maybe he just didn't give an ani once money. Because if you don't give proper tzedakah, it's like you're being oved avodah zara. Why? That pasuk's by tzedakah. So you see, avodah zara, the same phrase of bnei b'liyal, wicked people, right? Derech machshava. If you don't give tzedakah, then you don't have proper emuna. You think you should have the money. So that's like avodah zara. So he says maybe you didn't do that mitzvah. Says the Gra, to come to the Shia for the Gra, to this Gra today. Says the Gra, why do you think that Aveir out of all Aveirs? That Aveir, he didn't get stuck up. So he says, Nason Titein Lo is the mitzvah. Nason Titein Lo is the mitzvah in the Torah. Well, I'm saying, Nason Titein Pasoach Tiftach. I'll read it to you so I get it right. It's quoted by others, this Gra. I didn't say this in the Gra himself. Chazva Gra, why did he say that? Because the Pasuk of Pasoach Tiftach. Right, giving tzedakah. What's the trap on Pasuach Tiftach? Darga severe. A wrong severe gets broken. Darga severe, Pasuach Tiftach, if it breaks, maybe there's something wrong with that mitzvah. Darga severe. That's the girl. Okay. Nothing else needs to be said after that. Tanya, Amar Blazer Reb Yossi, called tzedakah v'chesed Yisrael, osim olam hazeh, shalom, gadol, upraklitin, gadolin. If you do tzedakah olam hazeh, then great defense mechanisms happen for Klal Yisrael. Bein Yisrael avim shem hashamayim. Shnei makom Hashem al tavo beis mirzak v'altelech l'spod v'altanim lehem ki asafti yishlomi me'isam hazeh. I have the shalom with my people. V'vuchulu, it's a chesed v'es harachamim. Chesed z'gimilas chesadim, rachamim z'y tzedakah. So tzedakah brings great things to Klal Yisrael. Tanya b'yudah omer, gdola tzedakah shem ekareves es ha-geula. Shnei makom Hashem shemirum mishvat v'asu tzedakah ki krova yisho asi lavo v'sidkasi li'galos. You see, tzedakah brings the geula. Hu aya omer, asar dvarim kashim nivru ba'olam. There are 10 hard items in the world. Har kasha, Barzo Machatcho. There's a lot of symbolism to this. It's like a Chad Gadya line. But we'll see. A mountain is hard, but you could have iron that cuts it. Barzel Kasha, do the Bach's Gersa, Eish Mefapo. But fire could cause Barzel to become soft. Eish Kasha, Mayim Echabenoso. Fire is very strong, but water could extinguish it. Mayim Kashim, Avim Sovlimotam. Right, water beats fire, but then clouds, meaning evaporation, could take the water. Avim kashim, ruach mafazrasan. The wind could affect the clouds. Ruach kasha, guf sovlo. Wind is hard, but you have a guf. Our bodies have air in it. Have air in it. Chalulim chalulim, as we say in Asher Yotzar. Guf kasha, pachad shovro. Right, a fear, and we're in a terrible state. We have to bend down. We can't. Our guf can't deal with it. Pachad kasha, yayin mafigo. Right, wine could help us out. Yayin kasha, shena mafachto. Wine is difficult, but sleep could remove the effects of the wine. Umisa kasha mikulon, and death is even worse, right? Death is even more, right? The shein is only 1/60th of sleep. Vitztaka matelas men amisa, and stuck is the greatest, the strongest. It says from Misa. The chsiv vitztaka tatzmi mavis. We had elsewhere the story with the daughter, the girl put her jewel into the wall and kills the snake. People are not like Hashem. Midas Basav Adam. Put the fan on, please. Midas Basav Adam. Other maybe Doron Gadol Melech. Savim Mekablan Oso. Hey Manu. Savim Mekablan Oso. Hey Manu. Right in the by a present you bring to a human king. So it's a savik if he's going to accept it or not. And if he's going to accept it, maybe they might not let you in. They might not let you into the king himself, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Eino Kein, Ad Nosef Pruta La'ani, Zoche Mekal Panei Hashchino. Shnemar, Ani B'tzedek Echze Panecha, Ani with Staka, I will see your face, Espa B'hakitz Tumunasech. So if you give Staka, you see there's Hashras Hashchino there. Rebbe Lazar says this pasuk is the basis for a halacha. Rebbe Lazar, Yoef Pruta La'ani V'hadim Atzli, giving Staka before we daven. Right? The Arizal says to give it by Vayivarach David. But it means every time we daven, Shachris Ben Chamayrev. Right? There's a minhag quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes it both in Hilchas Tfila and in Hilchas Staka in Yaradeya. The minhag of giving, which is a din now, because it's in Shulchan Aruch, of giving Staka before we daven. Why? Because we daven as a tzibur. When I give Staka, I'm reflecting that I'm part of the tzibur. The Arizal, many Sidurim, it even says before Matovu. The Arizal says, you should be Mekabel, the mitzvah, Hafzal Recha Kamocha, before you start davening. I think it says it in the Tefillas Kol Peh, in the Tefillas Kol Peh Siddur. So it says it there because that's what's a daven together. That's why I give tzedaka first and then daven. Omar dechsev ani betzedek echze panecha. That's based on the pasuk. My espa b'hakas tumunasecha. What is that? The second half of the pasuk referring to. Omar v'achmar yisrak elu tamid chachamim shemenadad in shena me'enei ba'olam hazeh. This is tzaddikim who don't sleep too much in Olam Hazeh. V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu masbiyah on miziv Hashchina Olam Haba. Hashem satiates them with the ziv Hashchina Olam Haba. Right? Espa, I will satiate them. B'hakit, because they are awake. They're not sleeping. Tumuna secha. But Hashem's tumuna. So that's a yidarshan in the pasuk. Amar Rav Yochanan Amai Desev Malva Hashem Chonei Dal. What does the pasuk mean? There's a malve to Hashem? Somebody who's chonein dal, somebody who gives sukkah to poor, he like lends Hashem money, and Hashem like owes him something. Il mali make a kasav yef shel omer. If the pasuk wouldn't have said it, we wouldn't be able to say it. Kaviyacho ever lova lish malve. We know that lova is like an eved to a malve. So Hashem becomes our eved, so to speak, when we get sukkah, because we're basically doing something for Hashem. Amr chibar abar amr biyochanan ksiv lo yoel hom biyom ever v'stuck at hazmi maves v'ksiv lo yoel osus rasha v'stuck at hazmi maves. Right, two pesukim in Mishlei, one paragraph away from each other, the phrase repeats itself. Stuck at hazmi maves. Why twice? Says the Gemara, shteit stuck as halalu lama acha shematzilasa v'misa meshuna v'acha shematzilasa v'dinah shogahenim. Right, stuck at saved us from both. Ezo hi shematzilasa v'dinah shogahenim. Which is which? Who the ksiv be evra. Evra refers to Gehenna. Dechsev Yom Evra Hayom Hachli. Veizah Hisham Mesilas Mimisa Meshuna. Why did the Gemara just say the other one? But he says Mimisa Meshuna. He said, no, you want to prove it from the pasuk. What is the type of staka that is says from Mimisa Meshuna? Nosa veNedon liYodel miNosna. Nosla veNedel miMiNotzla. Anonymous both ways. The giver and the receiver do not know. Nosna veNedon. That's the highest level. If the giver does not know that it's against Mar Ukva's story, we have the story of Mar Ukva in Ksubis. Remember, he used to leave a little stalker outside somebody's door every day. So he knew who the receiver was, but it wasn't vice versa. One time the receiver opened the door and he ran away, and the guy ran after him and he jumped into the oven, and his wife's feet were not burned and his feet were burned. Gemara in the story in Ksubis, Rashi quotes it, Samach Zayin, but in that story, Maruk Fanus, that wasn't the highest level. Because the higher levels, even if the giver does not know. Notzla, ve'eni yodeh mimi notzla, lafukim in Rabbi Abba. The receiver doesn't know, that's against Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba used to take money, put it in a knapsack, and then just let people take from his knapsack. So he wouldn't see who it was. But they would see. So the highest level is if nobody knows, because then there's no embarrassment from anybody. So what should you do? You give it to a tzedakah box. You give it to a tzedakah box, then the giver and the receiver both don't know. We don't have time to go through it, but if you've never seen it, please look at it. The Rambam in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim in Perek Yud, he discusses the 8 levels of tzedakah. The highest level of tzedakah is being giving somebody a job. The next level of tzedakah, anonymous. One person knows, the other person doesn't know, giving with a smile, right? All the different levels of tzedakah that we have to aspire to. Meisvei, Mayasa Adam Yulo Banim Zacharim. Oh, there's so much here. Okay, and it doesn't look, I don't see any light at the end. Okay, a little bit maybe tomorrow. But we'll have to catch up at some point. Meisvei, Mayasa Adam Yulo Banim Zacharim. What should a person do to have Banim Zacharim? Rablaza Omer, Yefazim Osalaniim. Give a lot of tzedakah and you'll have appropriate sons. Zacharim. Zacharim sometimes means males, most of the time, but sometimes it also means like appropriate children. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Yismach Ishto L'Dvar Mitzvah. What does that mean? Be misameach one's wife L'Dvar Mitzvah. Rashi says L'Fnei Tashmish. A person should look at the act of Tashmish not as a taking act, but as a giving act. And giving, as you look at the Ben Yehoyada here, he expands upon this this mitzvah that is upon the man to be misameach his wife. At this time, and you should look at it as a chance to give, not just as a chance to take. And then if you do that, then you'll be zocha to banim zachar. He even says, because the Gemara says elsewhere, whatever the Gemara means, there might be some medical explanation. If it's an ishes mazriya tchila yilad zachar, so if a man is focusing on his wife, la hazriya uta tchila, so that'll lead to banim zacharim. That'll lead to banim zacharim. So Ben Yoyada relates those Gemaras. Rabbi Ben Yaakov Omer, lo yiti nata fruta la'arniki shal staka, elam kein mamuna aleha kirichinim ben shradion. You shouldn't give staka to a staka box unless the gabai is rechinim ben shradion. He's a nem on the chinim ben shradion. Tosva says he doesn't have to be a tzaddik like chinim ben shradion. He just has to be trustworthy like chinim ben shradion. A nem on. So you see from the brisa that you shouldn't give to a tzedakah box. It's not the greatest. So the Gemara says, Kika Amrina, the Bemani, like your Bechim and Shradion. That's what we're talking about. If you give it to a tzedakah box where the Gabbai is very honest, so that is what we're talking about. Amr Rabbi Yevo, Amr Molef Shal Vnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbonu Shal Olam, Bamet Harum Karen Yisrael, how is the horn of Israel going to be raised? Amr Lo B'Kisisa. Kisisa, by doing the mitzvah of Machzor Shekel. Okay, so we've had drushes about that in the past. What's the gabos of the mitzvah of Machzor Shekel? You're raising everybody. Everybody's only half. Amar Rabbi Yevo. Shalu Shlomo ben David. Shlomo ben David asked, Ad hechan kocha shal staka? How great is staka, says Shlomo. Amar lahen. Suru ma pirish David Abba. Look what your father explained it to him. Pazer nasal levyonim tzidkaso medes la'ad. Karno tarum mechavod. Right, if you give staka, great things will happen to Klal Yisrael. Rav Yav Amar Mehalcha, Humeromim Yishkon, Mitzados Slaim Iskabo, Hashem is up there, and he stays on the top of the rocks, Lachmo Nitan, Meimav Ne'emanim. How do we darshan it? Matam Meromim Yishkon, Mitzados Slaim Iskabo, why is he so raised, so high up? Mishum de Lachmo Nitan, Umeimav Ne'emanim, because he gave the tzedakah. Amar Rav Yav O, Shalu Ashlomo, Ezel Ben Olam Haba, who is a Ben Olam Haba? Amar lahem kol shekenegdo zakeinav kavod. Whoever gets whichever is zakeinim, tamid chachamim get respect. So you know they must be getting respect because they're a ben olam haba, right? Kol sheruach habrios ochaymenu ruach hamakom nochaymenu. Ki hadar of Yosef bereder of Yeshua. Like the story at the end with this cholash ingid. He got a story and he was basically hovering between life and death, and he came back. And amar leavua my chazis. His father says to him, right? He says, what do you see? He's like hovering in that time period. Amar le. Olam hafach ra'isi. I see an upside down world. El yonim lamatev dachton lamala. An upside down world. Omar lay. He says olam bara ra'isa. You see an olam bara. He says you see the poor people on top. He says no olam bara ra'isa. You see a clear world. Ve'hanan hechi chazisinan. How do we rabbis look up there? So Omar lay ki hechi dechashinan hacha chashinan hasam. He says no, we're the same. We're the same. The Rabbana, he said, just the Tamid Chachamim here, they're also there. See, that's the raya to the story. V'shamati shahayu omrim, ashi mi shabalakan v'tamudu b'yadeh. And I've heard, right, it's quoting the song, right, that I heard it's Shweki in the Gemara, right? Ashi Mishabala Kan Vitamudo Biyado. Praises the one who comes here, Vitamudo Biyado, and who chazers, right? We had the Gemara in Ksubis, where there was a Rav Shuvan lady wanted to chazer everything for the Malacham of a Sukkim. Give me a month. I want to chazer all my Torah. Because Ashi Mishabala Kan Vitamudo Biyado. Shemati, two more lines. The Ruge Malchus, nobody could come near them. Nobody could come near somebody who dies on Kiddush Hashem. Nobody could come near them. Mine in who? Elim Rabbi Kiva Chavira. If we're talking about the actual Ruge Malchus, Misham Ruge Malchus, Vesulo. What, that's all they did in their life? Pshita. Balav Hachinami. Forget how they died. Look at how they lived. Ela Haruge Lud. We're talking about Haruge Lud, a different tragedy. But we know basically. Anybody who dies on Kiddush Hashem has this chus. This is based on the basis of our halacha. Also, we know that in Eretz Yisrael, the gush, the dirt of Eretz Yisrael is mechaper. That's why they don't use coffins in Eretz Yisrael, because they want the guf to be touching the dirt, because the dirt of Eretz Yisrael is mechaper, with one exception, chayalim. If somebody is a chayalim, but they die on Kiddush Hashem, so then they're buried in a coffin. Why? Because Rav Goren Paskins, based on this gemara, that they have a kapara. They don't need any other kapara. Their misa was machaper. Their misa was machaper. So therefore, like this gemara says, Harugi Malchus, right? Somebody who dies on Kiddush Hashem, says they don't need the gush of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, some say it's based on the fact that right. Rachman al-Islam, we shouldn't see somebody who was mutilated, Rachman al-Islam, but the Rav Gora gives a more positive reason that it's because of this, because they have the kapara. Okay, we'll stop here. There's a story. Maybe we'll start tomorrow from Rav the country says Yerim Rav Gusman about that, but Bezrim will continue. Okay.